The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A woman is now behind bars accused of operating the jet ski that ran into and killed a teenager at Grapevine Lake over Memorial Day weekend. We begin our team coverage of this tragedy with KRLD's Russell Scott. Russell, we understand you're at Grapevine Police Department, and investigators are expected to hold a news conference later this morning.
Yeah, Heather, that news conference comes up at 9:30 this morning, and I'll be here to bring you all of the details. But what we know so far is police arrested that Venezuelan national at a home in Oak Cliff yesterday afternoon. She's been identified as Dakerlin Alejandra Gonzalez, arrested at that home after a lengthy standoff with police officers, but there was no incident or anything as they took her into custody, charged with second-degree manslaughter. Her bond's been set at $500,000. She's also facing a charge of reckless operation of that jet ski, leaving the scene of the accident as well. A second person arrested for helping her leave that accident scene. We're also learning a lot more about the victim, 18-year-old Ava Moore, a 2024 graduate at Timber Creek High School, part of the Keller School District. This past year, she attended the Air Force Academy Prep School in Colorado Springs, where she was on the basketball team, helped her team to an undefeated season.
We have that moment together. We went 21-0 this season, and this is the first loss we've taken, and it's an unimaginable loss. And so we've gone through the good together, and we're going to get through the bad together.
That is Keisha Blanton. That's the basketball coach in Colorado Springs, who I spoke to yesterday, calling this an unimaginable loss. Again, as you mentioned, Heather, 9:30 press conference here in Grapevine. We'll bring you all of that as it unfolds, as we get more details. Live at police headquarters in Grapevine, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And KRLD has learned the suspect driving the jet ski is in the country illegally.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has identified Alejandra Gonzalez as an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. Game wardens believe she was driving the jet ski that slammed into Ava Moore, who was on a kayak at the time. Investigators say Gonzalez fled the scene with another man who crashed into a car as they sped away from the area. Paxton says that man was apprehended as well and that he too is an illegal immigrant. The man has not yet been identified. Paxton says neither of these two should have been in the country in the first place. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Turning now to sports and the Stars, and they're on the brink of elimination after a 4-1 loss in Game 4 of the Western Conference Final. Down 1-0 in the second, Jason Robertson evened it up.
Harley Robertson in the slot, he scores! Jason Robertson! A power play goal and a 1-1 game.
But the Oilers answer with a go-ahead goal by Corey Perry and a pair of empty netters. Mikko Rantanen knows what kind of spot his team is in now.
It's time to reset again. You know, it's not over until somebody wins four games. So now we go home ice. Now it's just one game at a time. You know, you don't even think about really what the series is. It's just win one game and try to come back to Alberta.
Three straight losses for the Stars, trailing 3-1 heading back home tomorrow night. Roope Hintz did get back in the lineup after an injury.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
And taking a page out of Let's Make a Deal, President Trump now proposes that Canada join the U.S. as the 51st state in exchange for free access to the Golden Dome missile defense system. Trump says that Canada could either pay $61 billion to participate while remaining independent or join the U.S. at no cost or pick what's behind door number three. The Dallas Stars fall to the Edmonton Oilers 4-1 in Game 4 of the Western Conference Final. The Stars now trail the series 3-1 as they head back to Dallas for Game 5 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Stars now need to win every single remaining game in the series to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. North Texas waking up to cooler temperatures and, partly cloudy and some rain this morning, but the forecast is going to shift a bit by this evening. Expect scattered storms and a risk of localized flooding, strong winds, maybe even hail. Count on the KRLD Storm Center for updates every 10 minutes during severe conditions.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi,
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get in, get brief, get going. Our 20-minute morning briefing, it begins now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show now, 7:23.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. If you want to get away, keep this in mind. Today's the day Southwest Airlines customers have been dreading. The Dallas-based carrier is ending its long-standing bags fly free policy.
The airline has just revealed how much it'll cost to check your luggage. It's $35 for the first bag and $45 for the second bag. They say those fees are in line with the fees set by other airlines. The fees will be effective for flights booked on or after May 28th. I'm Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
You know, and the market guy listens to Stephen's story about Southwest Airlines. And what we see is another $400 million into the coffers of Southwest Airlines. And the stock was higher on that news yesterday, interestingly. Of course, the whole stock market was higher yesterday. Boy, what a day. What a snapback rally. It was the best session in over 2 weeks. And sentiment was really boosted by, well, I mean, certainly the tariff news that the tariffs against the EU are on hold. But also, out of the blue, consumer confidence numbers were much stronger than expected. Supposed to be, this is where, there's, where the higher the better, supposed to be 87, it was 98. So all of a sudden, the S&P average is sitting 5% away from a record high. The S&P average is actually slightly positive for the year, and the NASDAQ and the Dow are only down 0.5% for the year. So it has been a big comeback on Wall Street. Now, does it continue? Well, if you looked at this thing a couple of 3 hours ago, like we were, it looked lower across the board, which is understandable. You had these 2.5% gains yesterday. You get back a little bit. But as we speak right now, it's turned slightly positive. The Dow looks up 20 points, the NASDAQ up 60, the S&P average up 8. Of course, the challenge is going to be to hang on to it. We've heard from a fistful of retailers today. And by and large, not as bad as expected. Maybe we'd set the bar pretty low, but Macy's beat by a penny. Same store sales were down 2%. We thought it was going to be worse than that. And the guidance seems to be, you know, pretty much in line. So that stock's slightly higher. Dick's Sporting Goods announced that major takeover of Foot Locker the other day, and Wall Street just hated it. They said, we like Dick's. We hate Foot Locker. And they sold the stock off. Well, it's back up today after their earnings came out better than expected. Same store sales, almost double what we thought they were going to be. And affirming their guidance going forward. Crude's up 74 cents, $61.63. Gold slightly higher. It was hit hard yesterday. It's up $4. Well, now $5 and a dime at 33.33.30. And interest rates ever so slightly higher after pulling back yesterday. The 10-year rate at 4.44%. Right now, looks like a little bit of a rally across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
The Rangers pitchers come through again, and Josh Young breaks a scoreless tie in the eighth.
A swing, a line drive, a base hit center field. Haggerty in the score, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
Josh Young's clutch two-out RBI single helps the Rangers edge the Blue Jays 2-0 last night. Six Texas pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout. Starter Nathan Eovaldi exited early as a precaution with triceps fatigue.
In other news, Texas will require state documents to reflect a person's birth sex.
Texas senators just passed the Women's Bill of Rights.
20 ayes, 11 nays, bill's finally passed.
Which mandates that official documents like birth certificates and driver's licenses must say the sex an individual is born with and not their preferred identity. Those for the bill say it will protect single-sex spaces such as locker rooms. But LGBTQ rights advocates call the bill harmful to trans people who they say will face greater marginalization and discrimination as a result. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
There soon could be new life for a Dallas park in Oak Cliff. It's gone undeveloped for years. Joey Georgulis Park has a sign, but that's about it. The Dallas Park Board met to discuss a secret project once revealed that could become a partnership between the city and a professional sports team.
I think people will be really interested that it will be there.
That's Ryan O'Connor with the City Park Department. The land is only filled with trees and grass right now. The development is known only as Project X3.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.